Is it true that Jonah was swallowed by a whale? The answer to that and other questions on Key Life.
Welcome to Key Life. Our host and teacher is Steve Brown. He's no guru, but he does have honest answers to honest questions about the Bible. God's grace changes everything. How we love, work, live, lead, marry, parent, evangelize, purchase, and worship. So here's Steve and Pete Allenson from ForgeBibleStudy.com with Street Smart Bible Teaching for Real Life.
Thank you, Matthew. Hi, Pete.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing really good, as a matter of fact.
All right. That's good to hear.
Swam 50 laps yesterday.
Wow.
You know why?
What?
Because you think you're my mother. That's why. Every time I look at you, you say, did you swim? Or go swim this afternoon. Don't forget to swim.
Because we want to keep you in the fight. We need you.
Yeah, but I'm waterlogged. I'm going to get up and do. That's Pete Allenson, by the way. And you can get either the printed version or the audio version of his book, Like Father, Like Son. And it's great, and it's life-changing. So if you don't have it, get it, and you can get it at Key Life, or you can get it from places that sell good books online or bookstores. And as you know, Pete comes in and we answer questions, and we've been doing that for over 25 years. And we love your questions, and we love this time of sitting down talking about things you've asked. You can call 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24/7 and record your question. You can write to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida. That's Maitland. It's the microphone. Maitland, Florida, 32794. In Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, please do. And if you don't, something bad will happen to you. I just don't want to be manipulative here. Actually, we understand when you can't, but I promise when you do help us, we'll be faithful with your gift. You can charge it on your credit card, include it in your envelope, and we'll rise up and call you blessed. Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer, and then we'll get to these questions.
All right, let's do it. Father God, what a joy to be able to come to you at the end of this day and to bow before you and to, Lord, remember that you are the God of heaven and earth. You're the creator, sustainer, redeemer. You are all that we need, and we honor you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you that, Lord, in the midst of this week, you have been there, and you have answered our prayers. You've girded us up. You've strengthened us at every side. And Lord, you know us. You know our needs, and every one of us right now, as we pause just for a couple of minutes, we know that we need you in a powerful way. And so, Father, meet our needs. Lead us by your Holy Spirit, we pray. We also pray for our pastors, teachers, priests, leaders, and all those are going to stand before us this weekend and lead us in worship. We ask that you would uphold them and lead them, give crystal clarity to their mind that they could preach to us the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then we can live it out. Father, thanks for Steve and Key Life and the great people that work so hard here, and we just commit this ministry to you and this time of Q&A now. In your strong name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pete, this is an email question. How do we know that the account of Jonah being swallowed by a whale is true?
Well, that's a great question. Is it a big fish or a whale? First of all, let's clear that up.
Yeah,
what do you think?
It's not a whale. And this person put in parentheses big fish.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's got to be a mother of a fish. It's got to be a big. Do you know there used to be, I had a book that had a picture of a man who literally survived after being in the stomach of a big fish.
Yeah.
I think a whale.
Yeah.
And even recently, like in the last 6 months,
yep,
there was a report of
You're
somebody
right.
doing it.
Yeah.
So the pagans used to say, can't happen.
That's right.
No way. But yeah, it can happen.
It can. Some of the groupers that are out there are absolutely gargantuan. So in terms of science, and everybody wants a scientific explanation, is it possible? Yes.
Yeah, it's possible.
How do we know that Jonah, the story there, is a real story? Is another question, sort of.
Yeah, and there are those who'd like to say it's an allegory. It's not meant. But Jesus didn't think that.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The first line of reasoning is Jesus doesn't use it as an allegory.
Yeah.
Jesus, our risen Savior, sees it as a true story.
Yeah.
And
it's in Scripture. So that goes, if your presuppositions theologically are true, then it's true by that very fact.
That's right. That's right. And it reads like, it doesn't read like a mythological allegory.
No, it really doesn't.
It reads like history. And the Reformers also took out some of those pious books that were in the Apocrypha, Bell and the Dragon and some of the others.
Right.
They took those out. They said, no, that's okay, it's pious literature, but it's obviously fiction.
Yeah. So. And this doesn't feel that way, and they didn't touch it for that reason.
Yeah.
So it's true. And it happened, and the message is even more important than what we just said about it.
Absolutely.
It really is. Yeah. I kind of liked his first sermon better than his second one. Repent, because you in trouble, babe. God's going to wipe you folks out. And I thought, that's a good sermon, man. That's good. And then when God saves them, he's irritated about it.
Oh, I know. Would I be irritated if there were people that I truly hated? I suppose, yeah.
You know what?
Why are you here?
You know what? My late mentor, Fred Smith, he was raised in he was a Baptist pastor's son, and his father served small Baptist churches and wasn't always treated very well in those churches. And Fred said that when he quit going to church, he said, I would have given up the Christian faith, but if I gave up the Christian faith, I'd have to give up the doctrine of hell, and there were some deacons that I wanted to go there. Oh, man.
Oh, what a man. It's going to be fun to reunite with him in heaven, man.
Yeah, it really will. But back to the answer, it's true for a lot of reasons.
Yep.
And there are faith steps that you take. I took that in my own ministry when I was young and a liberal, had no authority.
Mm.
I knelt down and said, this Bible is going to be my authority.
Mm.
It was an intentional decision on my part.
Mm-hmm.
And once I made that decision that it's true and I'm going to teach it, even if I don't know what it says, and I didn't in those days, I began to see things I'd never seen before.
Mm.
Realities that I'd never experienced, depths that I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
So the world says seeing is believing, and God says believing is seeing, and believing is sometimes intentional and volitional.
That's powerful. And you do not throw your brain out the window when you become a Christian. You engage your brain.
That's true. That's true. This is a good question. Should we be celebrating any of the high holy days of Judaism?
Hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, there's some Christians who say not only should you not celebrate them, when you do it, you are sinning. And I don't agree with that.
No.
I think have you ever been to a Goyim Passover?
Yeah, we used to host them at church, and they were great.
They really were.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we see Christ in the Passover in a powerful, powerful way, yeah.
And there are a lot of Christian people, leaders, that say that you can't have Messianic churches, that's wrong, and that it's a separate, ununifying move in the body of Christ. I don't agree with that either.
I don't either. In fact, I don't hear those voices because I'd say something. but absolutely, there are, now, and having said that, I understand there's more Messianic churches in Israel than there are in any other part of the world.
And I visited them, and I tell you, and you have too, haven't you?
Some, yes.
You spent there a lot more time in Israel than I have.
Well, and you've been in Messianic churches, though.
Well, I'd been with the leaders of some of those churches. Right. I didn't ever go to a church, but I think that's cool. If I were Jewish, I would be all the way Jewish. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would celebrate every holy day.
Yeah.
Because it points to Christ.
It does.
And I would be able to maintain my heritage and maintain my my biblical view of Jesus as Messiah.
Yeah.
And those things really do go together no matter what anybody says.
They really do. They really do. It's exciting. We have there's far more that have a Jewish background than we know in our churches.
Oh, really? That's very true.
Yeah.
This is an email, too. Are my loved ones in heaven a part of a cloud of witnesses? I hope not. I don't want my mother. I want my mother to stay in heaven, and I don't want her to know some of the things that I think and do. I just don't. She was upset enough when we were both alive. And I'm kidding, of course. Do you think that they are the cloud of witnesses?
And yeah. You know, Steve, that's fascinating. I can honestly say I have not thought a lot about that.
I haven't either.
You know, they're up there, but I see them more preoccupied with where they are right now
than with us.
There very well could be that interplay that we just don't know about.
You know, if you take literally Hebrews 12, surrounded by, which is what this email refers
right,
to.
Right, right.
Surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. If you take that literally, maybe there really
is this peering ability to peer into where we are and what's going on here.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you hear reports every once in a while of somebody, Norman Vincent Peale, the famous preacher of that New York church, the positive thinking. He, by the way, was pretty close to being an evangelical in his theology.
Yeah.
At any rate, the reason he knew he was called is that he was in his office the day his father died, who was a preacher.
Mm.
And he felt his father's hands on his head as if anointing and sending him into ministry.
Wow.
And that was a part of his testimony.
Ah.
Did that really happen? I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, maybe he was drinking. I don't know. But I think sometimes God allows that sort of thing to take place.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, too, and shouldn't rule it out. It's kind of one of those texts that it may well be.
Yeah,
it
could be. I'll tell you what is for sure. Time's up. One other thing, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.